So this place here, this lovely, wonderful social center, Spontaneous Celebrations, was an eventual product of the anti-highway movement in the 70s here in Jamaica Plain. And, you know, it's a fascinating history. You know, Jamaica Plain was a working class neighborhood that became a even more working class neighborhood when the authorities, Massachusetts and federal highway authorities, decided they were going to build a 12-lane highway through here, right here. And so then, as they were making plans to build the highway, and as the anti-highway movement was growing here and around the country, the property values here in JP went down, so that people who couldn't formally afford to live here could, until the houses were destroyed. So people started moving here, and it started becoming a more interesting multi-ethnic neighborhood than it had been. And then the anti-highway movement won, and then the property values started going up. And that's capitalism, and that's how gentrification happens. But it was great to get rid of the highway, and it was replaced by, eventually, because of popular pressure, it was replaced by the Orange Line and the park. At the same time as they were going nuts building highways around the U.S. and to a somewhat lesser extent all over Europe, elsewhere in the 60s and 70s and 80s, they were also building nuclear reactors all over the place. All the countries that could afford to were doing it, pretty much. Denmark being an exception. And the exception was the cause of a mass movement. Just like the highway here. It was in the 1970s. The fuel crisis had begun. The choices were presented to us, as if we had none. Leaders of industry say that they could solve the problem by mastering the power of the radioactive atom. Some folks in Western Jutland got a notion in their heads. They thought there might be something they could offer up instead. A few hundred people gathered at a little place called Tvind and declared their will to harness the power of the wind. We're gonna build the biggest windmill in the world. We're gonna build the biggest windmill in the world. Some of them were scientists, the vast majority were not, but they knew with years of effort you could do a lot. Word about the project spread far and wide. 100,000 visitors came to help and to advise, until one day these windmill builders drove in with a crane and lifted up their giant wings with a mighty chain. We're gonna build the biggest windmill in the world. We're gonna build the biggest windmill in the world. When Tvindkraft was completed, it reached up to the sky. Its wings churned in the air. At 54 meters high, the critics all fell silent. No one now was jeering, as even industry agreed. This was some damn fine engineering. The wind regaled Jutland from the North Atlantic Sea, as it was seamlessly converted into electricity. It was power for the people, leukemia for none, when they declared in Denmark, just south of the midnight sun. We're gonna build the biggest windmill in the world. We're gonna build the biggest windmill in the world. They gave away the patents. They said knowledge should be free. And their plans were copied by a newborn industry. Soon Denmark would be known as a windmill building nation. And it all started with some hippies at the Tvindkraft power station. Debates were held in parliament about which way things should go. Build a nuclear reactor, the majority said no. It could have gone quite differently. In much of the world it did, except for those in Ulfborg who said we're getting off the grid. We're gonna build the biggest windmill in the world. We're gonna build the biggest windmill in the world. We're gonna build the biggest windmill in the world. We're gonna build the biggest windmill.